Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and as we've told you many times before, the United States is in serious economic trouble. Many of our states are having very, very real problems on meeting their obligations. They've made wonderful promises to the people who've worked for them. Those people who are going out on pension are going to be living like kings. They're going to get, of course, pensions, and they're going to get all sorts of health benefits, and I mean, far better benefits than you and I will ever have, and they're all going to be paid for. But where is the money coming from? Well, it's coming from the states, but the problem is many of our states don't have adequate funding in the pension funds because they haven't wanted to take money from other pet projects that benefited the elected representatives and put it into the pension fund like they were required to do for law. So they just sort of thought that maybe, well, maybe things would work out or the stock market would stay up, and then, of course, their pension funds would be actuarially sound. Well, right now, of course, the stock market is up, but anybody with half an ounce of sense realizes it's way overpriced. But even under those circumstances, many of our state pension funds are underfunded, and so what they're having to do is, well, places like New Jersey, they're going to sell off their turnpike, and Ohio and the Chicago Skyway is up for sale. We're going to sell them to foreign investors. That's how we're going to get out of the problems we're in this year. But what are we going to do next year? Here in California, where I live, of course, Governor Schwarzenegger is going to solve all of our economic problems by borrowing money. The people last year agreed to borrow $40 billion. It's free money. It doesn't cost us anything. If we borrow it, does it? And next year he wants to borrow another $40 or $50 billion. But how are we going to pay the money back? And how are we going to pay off the massive pensions that we've promised to all of our state employees? Well, none of those pension funds are really fully funded. Well, with this is one example of cost. He's going to be talking about selling off America, or America for sale. Andrew, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks very much for having me. It's an honor.
So why don't you pick up the story and tell us from there?
I think you hit it. I mean, pretty much. You have states all over the country that are seriously underfunded in their pension liabilities and in other areas. They've really bought all of the votes that they can buy. And now they've run out of money for their pet programs and things of that nature. So those in the financial community now, led by, interestingly enough, the governor of my state, John Corzine, is a former chairman at Goldman Sachs. And they, incidentally, are the ones that are putting the deals together with the foreign consortiums. Right now, the two main players are Cintra out of Spain and Macquarie out of Australia. And in a couple of instances, these groups have partnered together to buy rather large projects. And we, the people, are really going to find ourselves driving on an infrastructure that belongs to someone foreign, doesn't belong to our government.
And of course, the incredible thing is the taxpayers bought and paid for all of these things. You know, the New Jersey Turnpike, the Ohio Turnpike, the Chicago Skyway. We paid for this. It's already paid for, but of course, now it's going to be sold to foreigners so we can raise money for the states for 1 year.
Yeah, and you know, it would be sort of like going for 30 years and paying for your home, and then at the end of 30 years when the mortgage is paid for, you own it, now remortgage it to pay the taxes and the light bill and the cable bill and everything for the next 20 years. And that's essentially what we're doing here. We've looked at every other asset from a state perspective, and said, well, what's left to steal? forgive me. And the only thing that's left to steal is the infrastructure that we bought and paid for over the last 50 to 75 years. Now, many towns here in the Northeast had their own little waterworks, you know, dating back 100 years. And because 100 years ago, folks understood, it makes sense that the critical infrastructure of the nation should belong to the people and should be operated for the benefit of the people. You can't give the monopoly water rights to a company, a private company, because they're going to charge you whatever they have to charge you, whatever they feel like charging you, or more appropriately, what the market will bear. And that's my fear, really, as the foreign companies get a hold of our infrastructure, that they're just going to raise rates to whatever they feel like having them be, and with no competition, we'll have very little choice but to pay.
And I think that this shows the total fiscal irresponsibility of our current system of government, where the politicians, they'll be able to retire with their fat pensions. At least they hope that the state's going to be able to pay their pensions, probably well, but I don't know what's going to happen to the firefighters and the policemen and the other employees, because down the line, there just isn't going to be the money. And private corporations are finding this now, and they're simply dumping their pension obligations under the pension guarantee of a federal pension guarantee fund. And, of course, every time somebody does that, why, of course, it dilutes the amount of money that's there, and a lot of those people are going to be lucky to get, you know, 30 or 40 cents on the dollar for their pension funds. And as this thing gets worse and worse, and Andrew, certainly you're on top of what's happening fiscally. Where are we headed financially as a nation?
Well, we're heading down the path that Arnold Schwarzenegger is laying out, if you think about it. You know, very easily, the Federal Reserve, remember, privately owned institutions, the Federal Reserve banks, so they're actually in the business of creating money. Think of it as a supply problem. So they create the money, and then they loan it on the strength of a debt instrument. So if somebody is willing to go into debt, then the Federal Reserve is willing to create the money to allow them to go into debt. And Schwarzenegger is leading the charge, if you will, by saying, okay, so we'll borrow enough money to fund the shortfall. In 1980, the total supply of U.S. dollars, because, you know, up till 1980, the majority of our money was paper or gold and silver coin, which is the area that I focus on, you know, the original stack of real money. If any of you old-timers out there remember the old silver dollars and the half dollars and the old $20 gold pieces and $3 gold pieces and things like that.
We'll be back in just a moment here with Andrew Goss as we begin talking about what's happening fiscally and where we're headed here.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Hi, this is Michael Golden, and I would like to invite you to join my wife Danny and I for a night of messianic praise and worship. The place is Johnstown Java and Jams, 3J's in Johnstown, Colorado. The time, 7 p.m., and the date...
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of mark or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Messianic praise and worship leader, Israeli recording artist, and longtime friend Jonathan Satel will be in concert Saturday, June the 30th at 10:30 a.m. at the Beth Messiah Congregation, 8333 Acoma Way in Denver. This is a Shabbat concert you won't want to miss. That's June the 30th, 10:30 a.m., Beth Messiah Congregation. For more information, call 1-800-205-6245.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here, and I think people really need to know how the monetary system works. Let's imagine I had $10,000 I deposited in the bank. Now, we have a fractional reserve system, so that bank can now lend out $100,000 based upon the $10,000 I put in the bank. Well, then, of course, my neighbor comes in. He wants to buy a house. And so he wants to borrow $90,000 to buy this $100,000 house. He has, and so he goes in there and he goes ahead and they will lend him the $100,000 based upon the fact that the house now is up for credit. Let's say he wants to buy a $1 million house, so they'll lend him the money based upon the fact that the house is the security. So the money is based upon the house, its debt. They've created a, so now the contractor who built the house has a $1 million house. He has $1 million. And he can invest that, and all he has to do is put 10% in the bank, and then the bank can lend out $10 million. This thing goes up and up and up, all based upon debt. It's a fractional reserve system. It's the greatest scam in the world. And debt creates money. Doesn't make any sense, but that's the way the system works. Andrew, pick the story up from there.
Well, it's gotten even worse. You know, that was back in the day where they actually had to have something in reserve, and that something was usually gold or silver coins, so it was having a fraction of the total on reserve in gold and silver coin that kept them in check, if you will. You know, it was a balance. And in fact, when we handed the system over to the private banking interest, that reserve requirement was a big deal. Everybody, you know, that how much should they be allowed to create? Should they have to keep 50% in reserve or 70% in reserve? Thomas Jefferson believed 100% was the correct reserve. You know, you don't, if somebody comes in and sits down for lunch and they check their coat, the coat check person doesn't get the right to loan out the coat while the person's eating lunch. So the same was true with money in the view of Jefferson and other founding fathers that, you know, if you wrote a note for a dollar, I owe you $1 in silver payable on demand, then when time came to pay that note, that's what you had to pay. You couldn't pay it with some other intangible thing. Well, we've lost all sight of what this money really is. So the reserve requirement, the fractional reserve, so-called, is really gone by the wayside because there is no money as a basis for our monetary system, so there's really no requirement for a reserve. I mean, in theory, they can create their own reserve. So it's more appropriate to define it as a zero reserve banking system as opposed to a fractional reserve banking system. And in fact, the Federal Reserve is free to create money on the basis of any debt instrument. Now, you mentioned the example of a house is a perfect hoop that most Americans are used to jumping through. But at the same time, the Federal Reserve will purchase a $50 billion bond from a foreign government without any backing or substance behind it, without any good credit. In fact, they would loan Cintas $3 billion to buy the Indiana Turnpike. Or they would loan GE however much money it would take to corner whichever particular industry they were involved in. So by having the power to simply create money on the basis of another party's debt, the Federal Reserve has the ability to decide who gets to own and who doesn't. And let's face it, those that own generally are the leaders in the world. So they've been put in a position to decide who advances and who doesn't. Now, perfect example, if they create and put into circulation an additional $40 billion to allow California to continue to live its wonderful lifestyle, then the net effect on the rest of us is that the value of our dollar goes down a little bit more. So they are, if you will, controlling the valve that allows money into circulation. If they tighten the valve down and make money very hard to get into circulation, then, of course, we have a depression or recession. But if they crank that valve open and make it very easy for money to flow into circulation, then that stimulates the economy. And this is really what we've been going through for the last 10 years. In fact, in 1980, there were $1 trillion in circulation. By 1995, there were $4.5 trillion in circulation. And today, we're approaching $12 trillion in circulation. And using this method, it's very easy to see how they intend to pay this $4 or $5 trillion obligation in the form of pensions and Social Security. They simply are going to create an additional $4 or $5 trillion and put it into circulation. Now, if you remember your grade school math, remember we were taught about fractions. So when you had a dollar in 1980, you had 1 over 1 trillion. By 1995, that same dollar was 1 over 4.5 trillion, considerably smaller. Today, it's 1 over 12 trillion. And Americans continue to be shareholders in this system by storing these Federal Reserve units, putting them away in their 401ks and pension plans as though at some point in the future, they're going to be able to buy the very same things that they buy today. Folks, it's just not true. And the plan is in place to simply steal the nation's tangible assets in exchange for freshly created money, and then the holders of these assets will wring you dry over the next 25 to 50 years. Don't fall for it.
Well, unfortunately, an awful lot of people are, because things are pretty good here in California, you know, we can borrow more money next year. And
right.
We're going to rebuild our highways. We're going to rebuild our levees. We're going to rebuild our schools. Ain't it wonderful? The only trouble is, what happens when the money has to be paid back?
Well,
nobody ever asked about that.
They simply
create
more.
Where's the money coming from, especially as the economy begins to contract next year and we aren't going to have enough money even to meet our current obligations? And the people who are looking at this thing rationally are saying, don't you realize you're on the brink of financial disaster? You can't keep spending and spending and spending. Well, we'll raise taxes, but you raise taxes, people move out of the state. You know, and the more you raise the taxes, the less tax revenue you get. So, go ahead.
Yeah, you know, the reality is that by parceling off the infrastructure and monetizing it. So imagine now, here in New York City, we have these easy pass things that stick on the car. And as you come to a toll bridge or a toll road or a toll tunnel, and believe me, in New York City, there are plenty. Each time you drive through, your transponder on your car emits a signal to a reader that suggests, okay, Andy and his car just drove over the bridge, take $6 out of his account. And so, portions of the city, you can drive around New York City all day and never roll your window down and spend about $35 or $40 just in tolls. And this system, if you will, is now being viewed by the bureaucrats as a means of putting a cost on carbon. The idea that I want to drive my fancy car into the most congested area on the planet instead of taking public transportation, I can be effectively charged for that privilege by simply putting a transponder on my car and monitoring my movement. So this is the trend in infrastructure, especially in the case of highways and roads. Now, there is no doubt there's a segment of the population out there that would pay 10 times what they're paying right now to drive around on the nation's roads. And there's also a segment that would now be forced into public transportation. So from the perspective of those in the planning sector, they could take $250 to $500 billion worth of American infrastructure, monetize it. That's the new word, monetize the infrastructure. So they create $500 billion, put it into the state's coffers, take all of the roads and highways, every one of them, sell them off to these private consortiums, and then let the consortiums tag the consumer's vehicle and charge according to their usage. It is such a bold plan that it's picking up key supporters in both parties. And as it moves forward, folks, it's going to really restrict your ability to move, unless, of course, you're one of the chosen millionaires, or, forgive me, billionaires, I guess is the thing we need now. A millionaire just doesn't cut it anymore with all this money in circulation.
And, of course, it's another means of increasing the taxes on the people, but the politicians aren't going to be increasing your taxes. It's those nasty corporations.
Right.
And of course, what the politicians are going to say is that we had no idea that what was going to happen. Oh, shucks. We are just so incompetent. Oh, we really feel your pain.
They'll help you complain, in fact. You know, they'll probably get out there on the picket line with you. But meanwhile, 75 and 99-year contracts that allow the corporations to decide how much it costs you to use carbon and drive around in your nasty vehicle, well, then they're the ones that will decide how much you should pay. And additionally now, as good corporations do, they will utilize every bit of information that they gather with this system. I can imagine your travel habits and your patterns will be available for the right price, along with all sorts of demographic data. I imagine you'll see radio stations and billboards along these roadways targeted towards consumers and what they consume. And again, all of this revenue will flow into the streams of private corporations, just like the Federal Reserve, and in most instances, foreign corporations. And just as a point of curiosity, the governor of New Jersey, John Corzine, was former chair of Goldman Sachs, and it is Goldman Sachs that are putting all these deals together. In fact, the current Secretary of the Treasury is a former chairman at Goldman Sachs as well, Henry Paulson. The current front runner, I don't know if that word is appropriate, Rudy Giuliani for the Republican nomination, is the exclusive legal counsel in North America for Cintas, the consortium that's buying up these roads. So pay very close attention, America. Who decides this fate? You do. And if you do something about it now, perhaps you have a chance of leaving a little bit of freedom to your children. But if you're going to ignore, well, you get what you deserve here. You better take steps to protect your individual wealth.
Well, of course, the thing is that it should be very obvious that we're moving towards a two-tiered society, towards a period where they're very, very wealthy,
right,
and they're very, very poor.
You're correct there.
They plan to wipe out the middle class.
Mm-hmm.
And in the coming economic crisis, and believe me, there's going to be one where the value of your pension, the value of your savings, the value of your CDs and annuities and bank accounts and money you have stuffed in your mattress, it's all going to disappear literally overnight. And one day you're going to find yourself living in a situation, well, I hope it's not as bad as the people in Rhodesia are today, where they have, I think it's 3,000%, 3,600% inflation.
Right.
You know, and remember, that is the government that Henry Kissinger brought to power. That
Indeed.
Is the government that we installed. That is the those are the people we promised that if things ever got a hand, the United States would intervene. Could it happen here, Andrew?
No, I don't. I don't see it happening here. I do differ with a lot of my colleagues on this point because, I mean, I wish it would, because then it would be very easy to convince America that all is not rosy. All is not wonderful. It's time to get up and take action. But instead, what they do is they put people into place. For example, the Working Group on Capital Markets, what we affectionately refer to as the Plunge Protection Team. And they run in every time there's an instance where perhaps something might topple the dominoes. They rush in and put a Band-Aid on it. And now just Friday, in fact, Bear Stearns was taking a loss of $3 or $4 billion in one of their hedge funds that would have crippled the company financially and perhaps bled over into other companies. And before the day was over, by lunchtime Friday, there was a $3.2 billion loan arranged so that they could continue in business. This happened before with the Amaranth, another hedge fund, same instance, or long-term capital management before that, you know, where one company and the risks that they take ran the risk of toppling the entire house of cards. Well, they can't let that happen because then America would quickly realize the quandary that it's in. They would quickly realize who did it to them, and they would take steps. They would take action. They would vote. They would be vocal. They would, you know, rush the state houses. They would demand a stop to this sort of behavior. You remember the Hoovervilles from the 1930s, where, you know, people actually camped out in Washington waiting to confront our government.
We'll be right back in just a moment with Andrew as we explore what's happening today as they're selling off the infrastructure of America. We'll be right back.
Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling. Or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Katz every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Are you treating just your symptoms with dangerous medications and a multitude of supplements? If you answered yes, then you may be fighting the battle but losing the war. Nourish each cell in your body with Bio Superfood and win the war. 30 years of research, Bio Superfood offers more than 5,000 nutrients, proteins, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, EFAs, and powerful antioxidants to boost your immune system. With Bio Superfood, the war is one at the cellular level. Call today toll free 877-288-9116.
Last winter really took its toll here in Colorado. Roof damage became the norm rather than the exception. Even here at the facilities of KHNC Radio, our roof began to give way to the weight of the winter snow, and light fixtures came crashing down around us. We turned to our longtime friends at New West Roofing. And they came to our rescue with high-quality workmanship and experience, as well as a genuine concern that the job was done quickly and correctly. We can highly recommend you contact Bud and New West Roofing at 303-452-4172. That's 303-452-4172 for all of your roofing, seamless gutter, or skylight needs. New West Roofing has been a longtime supporter of the American Freedom Network, and we're proud to recommend them. They've been in business since 1978. New West Roofing, 303-452-4172. If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Well, Andrew, is just before we go on, Andrew, do you want to get your web page out, information and all, on how people can get in touch with you?
Oh, indeed. If you're interested in learning, if all of this is new to you, and you want to learn about the Federal Reserve and the IMF and how they operate and how the monetary system goes, you can log on to andygause.com, and all that information is there for you. If you want to learn how to protect your wealth, what I do for a living is I buy and sell gold and silver coins. If you'd like to learn about that, you can go to usgoldcoins.com. Either of those websites are available to you, or you can call me if you like, 800-468-2646. I'm available to talk about any of these precepts.
Well, of course, Andrew was talking about the Bear Stearns. What Bear Stearns did is they had a hedge fund. They had $600 million. Based upon $600 million, they went out and borrowed $6 billion, which they invested these bundled home mortgages. Well, these bundled home mortgages paying 6% interest, and of course, since you now are doing this all on borrowed money, that's pretty good. So figuring the differential between what you're paying and what you're going to get, why you're going to come out really well, except that a lot of these bundled mortgages, people are not paying their mortgage payments, and so suddenly they're going to be getting in less, and they're not going to be able to meet their own interest payments. So they were really in a position where they were going to have to, perhaps start selling. And when you start selling in a down market, this is where you get into trouble. And they were talking about calling in the $6 billion that Bear Stearns had borrowed. Well, isn't it nice that somebody gave them a $3 billion loan, so they're going to be able to meet that? And we don't know what the interest terms were. But obviously, this is a rescue operation. One of the things that really bothers me, Andrew, is that we're selling out a lot of our businesses as well, a lot of our major corporations. About a quarter of our major corporations now that were formerly American corporations are now owned by foreign concerns like Westinghouse.
Mm-hmm.
What could be more American than Westinghouse? Only trouble is it isn't an American corporation any longer. Are you concerned about the selling off of our, not only of our infrastructure, but of our corporations?
Indeed, I am. In fact, this privatization scheme, Mr. Paulson, the Goldman Sachs guy, really went to China to hammer out a trade deal with the Chinese diplomats. And lo and behold, while he happened to be there, a deal was struck whereby the Chinese would take a position in Blackstone Group, which is another one of these private equity funds that does exactly the same sorts of things that Bear Stearns did. Additionally, they go out and buy. They privatize. They take entire American industries and create the money and then buy them. Now, this is the real crux of the problem, that as long as you're storing shares of the Federal Reserve System in the form of Federal Reserve notes, either in accounts in the bank or in paper money, then you're allowing them the ability to operate with your electronic money. And this is exactly what they do with it. So by the bigger they make the pie, the more they're allowed to create and control industry. And that's what they've done for the last 70 years. So now I hear talk of a central bank for all of North and South America, or all of North and Central America, and the very prospect of tripling or quadrupling the size of the dollar's influence is frightening in terms of the Federal Reserve's power, what it will additionally confer upon them, and the ability to control industry not only here, but in Mexico and Canada as well.
But will it be the American dollar, or will it be a new form of currency like the Amero?
You know, there are those within the Federal Reserve that call for the dollarization of these two economies, and I think that America is being riled up, if you will, with this Amero. And it'll come like a bolt of lightning when we say, oh, we've won now. We don't have the Amero. But the dollar becomes the currency unit of the same central bank that controls all three countries. And so we lose our monetary sovereignty, but we get to keep our almighty dollar. I would just hope that patriots out there and folks that really believe in the Constitution and the sovereignty of the United States don't fall for it. Don't fight against an Amero and find yourself accepting a dollar that's good in all three countries. Our monetary sovereignty needs to stop at Mexico and Canada, and the Federal Reserve needs to be nationalized. Those operations should all be transferred to the sub-treasury instead of the other way around. You know, believe it or not, right now, we're actually in the process of giving the mint to the Federal Reserve, whereas always in the past they had to turn to the Treasury and say, okay, we need you to print so many $100 bills, or we need you to make so many $10 bills. Now they're going to simply get the mint in their own jurisdiction so that they don't even have to ask anymore. And I'm just absolutely appalled that Americans think it's okay for private banks to control the issue of currency. It just stuns me, and I think any kind of a crash or collapse would perhaps get them motivated. And that's why I think the Plunge Protection Team will flood in with dollars in every instance and stop Bear Stearns or Long Term Capital or any city or state or entity that's large enough from taking the domino pile down. They'll simply fix the problem, take it over, do whatever they have to do, but it will not cause a collapse.
Well, you're absolutely right, of course. The solution to every problem is just to create more money, which they are doing.
Right.
But, of course, what they're doing is creating an inflation, and when they tell you inflation is 2 to 3%, of course that excludes food and fuel and anything else that's going up. But we can assure you that inflation's only 2 to 3%. And any intelligent individual in the listening audience knows that they're lying. I mean,
yeah.
Look at the cost of medicines.
Right.
Look at the cost of electricity and natural gas. And look at the price of gasoline and health care, and look at the price of food. And
right.
You tell me that inflation is 2 or 3%?
No, indeed. It not only is it not, if you follow the figures that I laid down before where I said the total supply of money in 1980 was $1 trillion, by 1995 it was $4.5 trillion. So that's a 450% increase in 15 years. And then from 1995 to the present, the supply of money has gone from, let's say, $5 trillion to $10 trillion, just to make it easy, when it's really 4.5 to 12, almost a tripling of the money supply from 1995 to 2007. You divide those numbers, 300% over 10 years or over 12 years, and you get a rate of inflation that's frightening. Now, the majority of it, unfortunately, is hidden in this greatest generation savings, From 1945, those baby boomers, the soldiers came back, they had children. We had an 85 million population swell in those 7 years from 1945 to 52. And now these folks are all thinking about their retirement in the next couple to 5 years. They have their 401ks and their pensions stuffed full of Federal Reserve shares, dollars in the Federal Reserve system. And they're looking at retiring very comfortably, buying their motorhome, going on vacation. They've amassed quite a little chunk of life savings. The savings rate problem that the government tells us about Americans aren't saving, I think that's a bunch of baloney.
We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network to wrap up this morning's program with Andrew Goss. If you have a question or comment, 970-6800.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
Many Christians have health problems that hinder their quality of life and their ministry. The Green Herb is offering you an opportunity to help these hurting Christians. You can have your own Green Herb home business for just $950. This includes inventory, training, samples, and everything you need to get started. This is not network marketing. It's a genuine opportunity to build a business. How do I know? Linda and I started in our home almost 15 years ago, and we would like to help you start your own herbal business. We are not looking for high-profile salespeople, just someone who loves the Lord and wants to help his people. For more information, call me, Tom Phillips, at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. I'm looking forward to your call, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Last winter really took its toll here in Colorado. Roof damage became the norm rather than the exception. Even here at the facilities of KHNC Radio, our roof began to give way to the weight of the winter snow, and light fixtures came crashing down around us. We turned to our longtime friends at New West Roofing, and they came to our rescue with high-quality workmanship and experience, as well as a genuine concern that the job was done quickly and correctly. We can highly recommend you contact Bud and New West Roofing at 303-452-4172. That's 303-452-4172 for all of your roofing, seamless gutter, or skylight needs. New West Roofing has been a longtime supporter of the American Freedom Network, and we're proud to recommend them. They've been in business since 1978. New West Roofing, 303-452-4172.
Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Andrew Goss, our number, 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. If you have a question, well, Andrew, where is this going to end? The thing that I'm concerned about is that inflation is going to get worse and worse, because the only two things they can do, they can either, you know, let this whole system begin to contract and get back to some sort of a sound basis for economic growth, or they can continue rushing in every time there's a problem and just throwing in another $100-200 billion, inflating the money supply, and continue just eroding and destroying the value of the savings of the people of this country.
You know, I mean, that's really, unfortunately, the plan, because if you think about it, you have 85 million baby boomers that have managed. These are the work ethic people we're talking about. We're not talking about Generation X, the kids that are walking around today with, you know, no problem paying $5 for a cup of coffee. We're talking about the folks that remember coffee when it was a quarter. And not only have they saved, they have scrimped. They have sacrificed their entire lives to put aside this little bitty pile of money, which, when they were doing it, seemed like the biggest pile of money in the world. So now their plan is to retire in the next 5 years and subsidize their living, their Social Security or their pensions, with this little extra infusion of money that they've managed to put away. And in the course of a five-year period, the Federal Reserve intends to inflate it out of existence, not so much so that it's gone, but that its purchasing power, as you rightly pointed out, is completely diluted, so that a cup of coffee at $5 suddenly represents, you know, an hour's work when it was put away. And the bulk of America's savings are rendered worthless. Not worthless, but worth less than it was when it was put away. Even if they've doubled or tripled their investments in that period, they're still going to find themselves way behind in terms of real purchasing power. Already the median price of a home is 15 times what it was 20 years ago. And as you pointed out, every other medicine, name your category, not very many things have fallen in price, except those manufacturing-based items that we exported the jobs and the manufacturing of in an attempt to hide this inflation. So this ties into the policy as well, the idea of exporting our jobs so that we can make things cheaper and hide the inflation, and then allowing a flood of less than legal people into the country so that they're hiding, they're not complaining, they're working for less, they're working off the books or under the table, and providing a reduction in the labor costs, which also helps to fight inflation. So while at one end of the machine they're fueling an inflation surge, at the other end of the machine they're doing everything in their power to keep inflation in check so that it stays hidden until the very last moment when the trap is sprung. When you folks start retiring between 2009 and 2012, if you're one of those baby boomers born between 45 and 52, as you start retiring, and start spending your money, you leave the productive workforce, you start spending, you start drawing on Social Security, that's when the inflation, the real effects of this inflation, will be unleashed. And for the rest of us, you know, if you're still drawing a paycheck, if you're still in business, why, you simply raise your prices. Naturally, government will raise theirs, and those folks that are working today will pay with, because they were still working and earning the new higher wages, while those of us who have saved our previous wages will find that they just don't buy anywhere near what they did when we were working.
Well, who do we have calling in? Somebody's calling in.
This is Jim in Colorado.
Hi, Jim. How are you doing?
Yeah, I have Andrew comment about the Anadarko Nation Bank in Oklahoma about 8 years ago, that the Anadarko Sovereign Indian Nation wanted to open a bank and be completely separate from the Federal Reserve, and I think he'll tell you what a monopoly the Federal Reserve is, because they don't like competition. So I'll hang up and listen.
All right. Do you know anything at all about that, Andrew?
Indeed, if you listen to a Native America Calling, I did an entire program on the subject, I guess it was about 10 years ago, and the idea was, rather than waiting for somebody else to improve your situation. You're a sovereign nation. You have the sovereign power to create money yourself. Why don't you create money and better your situation? And the mechanism, of course, of doing this requires applying through the Federal Reserve.
If you'd like to make a call, please have...
Go ahead. Naturally, anything that the Federal Reserve is involved in, as it relates to banking, they want an absolute monopoly. They don't want the ability to allow this to have any competition. So, you know, this bank is out there naturally, but it just doesn't have anywhere near the power that it could.
Okay, fine. Well, was there any other callers? Guess not. All right, fine. Well, the thing is, of course, the Federal Reserve is not going to allow any competition. They are a privately owned bank. They are a central bank. All of the central banks in the world work together. And as Professor Quigley says on page, I think, 324 of his book, or 325, the whole idea is to create a feudalistic system which they control. And really what you're seeing today is we're moving away from a free enterprise system. We're moving towards a two-tiered system where there'll be very wealthy and a great mass of very poor, and then a massive military and police force to keep you in line. People say that could never happen in America, and of course it's going to happen. It's going to be justified that we have to take away your freedom to protect you from the wicked Osama bin Laden, who's living over there in a cave someplace, and is able to outsmart all of our intelligence agencies. He's so smart, he's proved that even a caveman can do it. Well,
they ought to give him a social security number. They'll be able to find him in a minute.
Right. Well, you know, of course, they know exactly where he is. I think he's been dead for some time, but that really doesn't matter. I mean, you can convince the American people of almost anything if you have enough money to buy up all the media. And how do you think they got the money to buy the media to control our reality? Andrew, it's been a real pleasure.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for being with us.
All right.
God bless.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Messianic praise and worship leader, Israeli recording artist, and longtime friend Jonathan Satel will be in concert Saturday, June the 30th at 10:30 a.m. at the Beth Messiah Congregation, 8333 Acoma Way in Denver. This is a Shabbat concert you won't want to miss. That's June the 30th, 10:30 a.m., Beth Messiah Congregation. For more information, call 1-800-205-6245.
Everyone knows what you can find at the end of a rainbow. That's right, a pot full of gold. But who can find the end of a rainbow? Well, we have, and it's down at the corner. That's right, the corner. The Corner Coins and Jewelry Incorporated. Family owned and operated by John and Carol Anderson for over 16 years. Specializing in precious metals, gold and silver investments, and rare coins. Have it and hold it locally down at the corner. The corner of Remington and Mulberry in Fort Collins. The Corner Coins and Jewelry, 970-482-7759. That's 970-482-7759.
Find out how BioSuperfood has helped thousands of people everywhere, providing health benefits for heart disease, cancer, diabetes, fibromyalgia, liver disorders, osteoarthritis, glaucoma, depression, allergies, nervous system disorders, and much more. BioSuperfood is making an impact on how people everywhere approach health and nutrition. Join Dr. Roland Thomas every second Friday at 2 p.m. on the Danette Daniels Show, KHNC 1360 AM.
Well, this is Dr. Dan here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed our conversation this morning. If you'd like to really see how all of this fits together, let me suggest my talk on the financial tsunami. And it's basically it's a talk. You can get it either on video or DVD. It comes with a syllabus that explains how this whole thing has come about. And, of course, the Federal Reserve System, privately owned bank, owned by members of the Brotherhood of Darkness, just a cult group. People don't understand there's a spiritual component to this whole fraudulent system of banking. In fact, if you go back and you read Ezekiel 18, you'll find that the Lord says, do not charge interest. You should not charge interest. You should not borrow money on interest. This is wrong. Well, that existed within the structure of the church already up until the time that Francis Bacon came along in the early 1600s. And he was, of course, a Rosicrucian, part of this whole occult brotherhood that really rules the world. And he talked people into, well, what's wrong with borrowing money as long as it's only maybe 2 or 3%? I mean, after all, then you can actually invest and make money, and money makes money, and what's wrong with that? And, of course, once, of course, they accepted the fact there was nothing wrong with borrowing money at interest, now we find a lot of our people being saddled with loans at 10% or 15% or 20 or 25%. They call it usury, but you can always find a justification for it. And, of course, this is how you transfer wealth from those who don't have it to those who do. It's all a matter of exploitation. Well, anyway, my talk on the financial tsunami and a little pamphlet we have, The History of Money, two things which you need to understand where we are, where we're going, and what you can do to protect yourself. And then, of course, we advocate the book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, the book, The Federal Reserve Conspiracy, by Professor Sutton, and Fiat Money Inflation in France, by Professor Andrew Dickinson White. The book was written 100 years ago. So the things that you need to have are my pamphlet, The History of Money, Inexpensive, Financial Tsunami, the talk, and or the syllabus, preferably together, and we'll get a decreased price. And then certainly the books, The Creature from Jekyll Island, The Federal Reserve Conspiracy, and Fiat Money Inflation in France. With that as the background, you'll be able to understand so much of what's going on today, and what you're going to have to do if you hope to be able to survive the period of coming economic turmoil. I'm not a financial advisor. I'm an amateur historian. And then, of course, you need to understand the spiritual component of what's going on. And that would be, of course, my talk, Brotherhood of Darkness, my new talk, Forbidden Secret. Forbidden Secret. And then, of course, an understanding of Rhonda Byrne's The Law of Attraction and her story of The Secret, which is selling millions of copies of the book and DVD and promises to give you anything you want. Whatever your heart desires, you can have it. Well, that would be the four tape set, The Secret, Behind the Secret. My number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Because America is under attack today.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Messianic praise and worship leader, Israeli recording artist, and longtime friend Jonathan Satel will be in concert Saturday, June the 30th at 10:30 a.m. at the Beth Messiah Congregation, 8333 Acoma Way in Denver. This is a Shabbat concert you won't want to miss. That's June the 30th, 10:30 a.m., Beth Messiah Congregation. For more information, call 1-800-205-6245.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
Scarborough, Don and Sharon Wiedemann, and all of your other favorite talk show personalities and advertisers for an old-fashioned 4th of July. Avi Lipkin will be the guest speaker, and there will be music, talk, and much more. Daddy's Dogs will be cooking up the best dogs and burgers in town. $5 per person gets you a great lunch. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information.
You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.